This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can also stream us via iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 23rd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. Cakes is here.
What's up? Hello. Hello.
As is Jason Bishop.
July 23rd.
Training camp is here. It's upon us. We're going to have training camp coverage throughout the show. Linnell Willingham's going to join us. Of course, he hosts Overtime often and fills in here at 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, but he's always at Commander's Park covering training camp, so we will talk to Linnell. Also, Jeremy Fowler is going to join us. He's broken a lot of stories about Terry McLaurin, who did not do his conditioning test yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't do your conditioning test when you don't show up for training camp, when you're a holdout. It's kind of tough to do that.
And here we go. Here we go. The roller coaster, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Thought it was going to hold in. Maybe he'll do a week of holdouts and then hold in. I don't know. I just find it shocking he's just going to punt a couple hundred thousand in this whole negotiation.
What, you missed first week? You're down about $300,000? Something like that?
I mean, yeah, it's $50,000 per day.
I know these guys.
And yesterday was an official day, right? I think it was. I
mean, they say he's official holdout.
I would pick it.
That's
is.
All that matters.
So day one,
so he's 50, down. He's down $50,000.
But I think that's something that you can get obviously negotiated into the deal.
If he
misses 8 days, then you tack on another $400,000 into the deal.
Right.
To offset the.
Might be harder to do. Because again, all those things, they have implications, right? I don't think it's as easy as it used to be when they would waive it.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more complicated.
It might be more difficult.
Yeah.
No, he's one of a few players who are unhappy with their contract, so we'll talk about it. Trey Hendrickson, Micah Parsons is in the news.
I mean, Trey Hendrickson was so upset with his deal, he just said, you know what, we're leaving Cincinnati. We're just going to go down to Florida. I'm going to train there. I want to get away from the noise. Mm-hmm. I'm just moving my family to Florida until this thing gets rectified.
I thought somebody said at some point he indicated he's almost willing to retire over it.
He seems like he's pretty resolute.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that situation plays out.
Yeah, but it might end up like the Myles Garrett situation where you talk about all this bitterness and then retirement,
but you're throwing it out there. Yeah. You know.
Yep. Yep. So terrible news yesterday that Ozzy Osbourne passed away.
Yeah, that really.
He just had a concert a couple weeks ago.
I mean,
his farewell concert.
Yeah, I mean, Black Sabbath reunited, like where they grew up in Birmingham, England, had a huge concert. I think it raised like $190 million for various charities. I mean, just a great thing to do on your way out. And then he passes 17 days later.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't find out until hours later because I was on the golf course. And it's the first thing I did when I got off and I got on my phone, I looked and you're seeing Ozzy trending. And I go, oh no.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it was good that he was trending 2.5 weeks ago because it was a huge event.
Yeah. You
know, thousands of people attended.
Well, yeah, and I was keenly aware of that event. We talked about it. Yeah. I saw the video and I just didn't. It's always amazing to hear. We are 6:05 talking about death. It's always amazing to me how a guy can be here today, mm-hmm. not here the next day. And tragedy, drowning, car accident, you get that. But even from illness,
yeah,
a person can be, you appear, okay, they're going through it, but they're just going to shut off.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I mean,
it's just wild.
I mean, he had been dealing with stuff for years.
Diagnosed with Parkinson's, I believe, in 2019. Yeah. So,
but you didn't expect him, like you said, you saw him.
I mean,
he was performing.
Yeah,
he was performing. Yeah.
I mean,
he was in a chair. He was sitting down.
Right.
Understood.
But, he's limited, obviously.
But you didn't think that they're going to turn the lights out on him 2 weeks later.
That's how quick it can go.
Yeah.
When you get to,
they said the family was shocked.
Yeah.
They thought they had more time. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other problem with AI. I saw a couple videos last night, and I just don't know if they're real or not. Where Ozzy was saying, like, let's be honest, I'm dying. And I wanted to give a chance to do one last show so the Prince of Darkness could show people that his appreciation or whatever. And I'm watching the whole thing going, I don't even know if this is real.
Yeah.
I literally have no idea if this is real or not.
I think I saw that, too.
Yeah.
He was doing an interview. Was he with his wife? Or was it just him?
I saw Sharon at some point, but she wasn't sitting right next to him.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. No idea if that was real or not.
Yeah, I can't speak on that.
Yeah.
But so, it is amazing.
I saw that same thing. I just assumed it was real.
Yeah. But it's amazing to see, like, just all of the tributes, like, from every band you could think of on the planet that obviously Ozzy and Black Sabbath influenced over the last 40, 50 years, however long, that probably 50 plus years at this point.
Right.
And then, like, you see videos of, like, Dave Matthews doing a Black Sabbath song last night.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga closing her show with Crazy Train, I think, in San Francisco.
Is today an Ozzy tribute day? All Ozzy and Sabbath songs?
I think it should be. I mean, I think that goes without saying. I think JP and I are in the same boat, and maybe Jason. I'm not a metal guy at all. I might know two Ozzy songs, but what an adorable guy that we all got to know through the Osbournes.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the game changer, because
yeah, I mean, for general public that wasn't into metal, that was iconic, and he was so freaking hysterical.
Yeah.
Not even on purpose, right? Just
unintentionally.
Unintentionally hysterical, lovable, and
he was a one of one. Like he's an original, like, rebellious guy, did it his way. Gave the finger to everybody else, didn't care what people thought of him from the outside, like true original.
It's crazy how things turn around, because when we were kids and we were growing up,
mm-hmm.
you know, even before we were teenagers, there was all this talk about banning records.
Right, of course. We grew up in that era, the PMRC.
And so he was hated.
Yeah.
And a lot of those metal artists that leaned in towards devil,
mm-hmm.
they were hated. And he became this lovable guy, really, just because of the TV show.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people saw through the shtick and, you know, the imagery.
That was the real him.
Yeah. And then, of course, the family was wild.
Of course.
But in a lovable way. These guys used to make fun of me when I would say the little one, whatever her name is.
Kelly.
That there was something lovable about her or whatever.
Now you're saying lovable. You used to say kind of hot or cute.
Yeah.
You definitely say cute.
Might have been the descriptor.
Well, it's just the way she was. Yeah. All the family, the way they interacted with each other, I just found them really charming. And then they had the worst language, mm-hmm. the most NSW, right?
Well, if Ozzy and Sharon are your parents, you're gonna have
a lot
of bad language.
Yeah, I mean, what a potty mouth! And listen, I think I have an outrageous potty mouth. In fact, on the golf course, I'm so bad it's embarrassing. I have to apologize to new people. But compared to Ozzy, it's nothing.
Oh, yeah. You're an amateur.
Yeah. But just, man, I didn't like that. I didn't like seeing that case.
No, none of us like seeing it. It's terrible news.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
Did he pass in L.A.? Is that where he was?
I'm not sure
don't
where
think
he
so.
I think he was still in London.
Oh,
but
he's in England?
But I don't know.
They were in
know.
Some estate and started with a B.
Birmingham?
I mean, he's from Birmingham, so maybe
might
it was.
Might have been Birmingham or Birmingshire.
And it
or
wasn't
something.
Alabama.
I don't know
that.
What it was.
No.
But they said that Sharon had been preparing sort of for him, you know, his last years. And but they were all kind of taken aback. I guess he had really taken a back seat like in the last two. You know who is spreading rumors? And I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
You never know. But I saw a clip, it's a couple weeks old, where Bubba the Love Sponge was claiming that Hulk Hogan is on a ventilator.
Todd Clem, a.k.a. Bubba the Love Sponge.
Now, this was like 3 weeks ago, and I was looking through the comments, and one person said, yeah, not true, I saw him 3 days ago.
Okay.
But that was only one person.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I've not heard these rumors.
I didn't either.
Now we know that a lot of times death comes in threes. We had Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy. I mean, what's the next shoe to drop?
Well,
I'm a little bit terrified to look at Twitter.
I don't believe in that, but I know that's a thing that pop culture does.
It's kind of a thing.
They'll find somebody.
They'll find somebody. But they say that, Bubba was saying, Bubba the Love Sponge was saying that he has a valve problem and the heart is rejecting his valve. And he's too weak to get a heart transplant. So that this is what Bubba was saying.
Where did you hear this rumor?
I watched him say it.
I saw that video a couple weeks ago.
It's like 3 weeks
ago. But Hogan's been seen around and things like
that's
that.
That's what I said. There was one
guy
in the comments.
He's probably in bad health, and it may not be.
Hulkamania is running wild.
But I don't think he's on a deathbed in a hospital.
That's what I know. It's just shocking to me.
You would probably hear more stories about that if he was.
I would think. But I looked at the comments. I only saw one guy say he had seen him.
How many times did you see Ozzy in concert, Cakes? I'm going to guess.
Two or three times.
Oh, I thought it would be higher
than
that.
But it was like transformational. Like it was my first heavy metal show I ever saw, like in 1986. Ozzy Osbourne with Metallica, who basically nobody knew who they were at that point, opening at Cap Center. And it was just like, you walk in, there's fire shooting everywhere. You know, Ozzy Osbourne comes down, like sitting on this demonic looking throne from the top of the arena. Like it just. Blowing my dumb 16-year-old mind. You know, it was pretty crazy. And that kind of like, that formed my path for a lot of the music that I listened to for up until this day. It's pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. Would you say he was the most influential?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Musical influence on you?
On me? Certainly one of them.
What else would be in the running?
I mean, Metallica's up there.
But you saw him before you saw Metallica.
I saw them in the same bill.
That was the first time you saw both of them?
First time I saw both.
Iron Maiden's up there.
Iron Maiden.
All the t-shirts, yeah.
But all of these bands that we're talking about, every single one of them was influenced by Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Without them, there's none of those other bands. Or it takes a lot longer for those bands to break through.
What's his real first name? Is it Michael?
Ozzy? Yeah. I think he's John Michael Osbourne.
Okay.
He's a silly John. He's got a silly one seed name.
Do you feel silly?
John's a butt boring. What's better, Ozzy Osbourne or John Osbourne? I think it goes without saying.
Ozzy.
All right, got to take a break. We'll play some of his songs throughout the show. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza's square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners for locations or to place your order. Go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard and message charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.